Welcome to a brand new episode of Brand New Perspectives. I'm your host, Carlson, and I gotta say, I'm pretty pumped to talk to you guys about today's topic. So I'm sure you guys have heard of UX, or even the terms UI, UX. And sometimes they use UX interchangeably with UI, or even CX. So many X's. So what are this, and how different are they? And why are they important to business? To break it down for you guys, let's start with the term UX. UX is short for user experience, and the user experience encompasses all touch points from digital to physical, internal to external stakeholders, which is why UX design leaders need to understand the pain points of the C-suites, as well as the pain points of the customers, and even the pain points of the customer service officers. UX on digital devices like your apps require the help of UI, which is, in short, user interface. UI is what makes it beautiful, and UX helps the users to accomplish tasks that will help them reach their goals. So when using a food ordering app, my goal is to help you or allow you to order the food that you want, and the UX to strategize what comes first, so on and so forth. With the UI that helps you with the visuals and with the interaction design cues on where to press and so on and so forth. So, and what I actually just described is just the tip of the iceberg. CX, on the other hand, is the customer experience as a whole of the brand. So for example, using the food ordering app itself, the experience is on the app, as well as the experience with the customer service officer who attends to the customer and helps him or her resolve their problems. That is customer experience. But keep in mind, on the back end, the UX for the customer service officer or CSO is where they help the customer solve problems. But they also require a backend system to help solve these problems. And these backend systems also require good UX and UI to help CSOs reach their goals. And the goals being to help the customer resolve issues, and even possibly for themselves to hit the quota of customers they manage to help and serve. So all these parts require the UX design leader to understand how each and every part of the organization works and to deliver the best user experience possible. UX design leaders then help to implement the strategies as well as the design works, which also has the touch points of brand imagery, tone, consistency, where they have to work closely with the head of brand or brand manager to oversee the branding of the company to help develop, create the tone and visuals that match the brand message that they're trying to convey. In an organization, we enhance our abilities through UX workshops by learning from our customers, testing our hypotheses, validating our assumptions, iterating and adjusting course or pivoting entirely. Creating a culture and an environment for continuous learning and experimentation, and where we minimize risk for doing so, is to the benefit of the C-suite, the shareholders, the investors, and the employees. So if you're a business owner, position UX as a critical component in your company's overall strategy, because UX designers have a huge role to play, and they need to know what their role is in context of the user experience vision and strategy across a company. Again, I have to emphasize on how the perceived brand value is translated from the UX of your product or service, because the brand is not formed by what you say about yourself, but what your company, your products, and your services do. Combining user experience and brand attributes help form a powerful and impactful interactions that are valuable, usable, and useful. So I hope you guys managed to learn something new about UX and why it's important for any company that's looking to increase their brand value. If you have something to share, feel free to drop an email at hello@carlsonchu.com. See you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep learning. Until next time, bye.